Blog Talk Radio.
Evil in the name of Jesus. Bind that in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over that. Oh, God, let it be bound forevermore. Every time they will lift their heads, let there be stumbling blocks everywhere where they cannot succeed. Because your word cannot be a lie. You said whatever we bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. We bind that on this earth, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing and how you're blessing the people who come against that. Would you protect them and help them, give them grace and mercy to succeed? In the name of Jesus. And I wonder, can somebody come out off a mute and help me plead the blood of Jesus against everything that those evil people were trying to do to take the vote away from minorities? In the name of Jesus, help me plead the blood of Jesus against that.
The blood of Jesus, 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 the blood of
Jesus.
Thank you so much. God bless you. The devil, I'm sure I saw it as the Lord showed me when I was in Pine Bluff, that the oil of the anointing and the blood of Jesus was being sprayed all against it. And it just hit the devil and everywhere he was trying to stop the vote. God, let the blood of Jesus be sprayed upon him.
Yes.
Get it there.
Glory! Thank you,
Jesus. Defeated and popping everywhere. Destroyed. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Thank God for it. All right. God bless you. You know, God hadn't released me to tell you all, but he, yesterday, I was just... and I don't know what I would call it, but the Holy Ghost began to show me. I had asked the Lord, I said, Lord, this prophecy that you've given to me to help the churches all over the world, I don't know how it's going to come to pass. Lord, it's never been done before in the history of the world. Never been done before. And God spoke back to me and he said, son, it's never been done before where Satan would attack the churches like he has attacked them worldwide, trying to close them down everywhere, all over the world. Never been done before. And so it was almost like God was saying, I have a right to do things that have never been done before to help the churches all over the world because the enemy has come so fervently against the churches everywhere. God said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And you shall see a miracle that has never been done before. And then he began to show me how he was going to do this thing and how he was going to bring it out. I'm not at liberty to share it with you yet, but let me give you peace in your mind and rest assuredly. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, says Habakkuk. And then Habakkuk said, though it tarry, wait for it, because it shall surely, as you R-E-L-Y, surely come. And then he says, it will not tarry. In other words, when it comes, it will not tarry. It's going to come quickly. Amen. And I want to thank the Lord this morning for giving me that vision and showing me how he's going to do it. Amen. I shared with Dr. Benny on yesterday that when the Holy Ghost moves upon me, I will take the liberty and share it with you all. I'm not there yet. I haven't received permission yet to share it. But just if you would just believe the Lord that has spoken, and I'm telling you that he has shown me how he will do this thing now. It shall come to pass. Yes, yes, Lord. It shall surely come to pass, and it will not tarry. Amen. Thank God for it. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Amen. I want to let me see if the Lord will let me share this part with you. I'm going to hold on that and tell you at another time. Let's go back to the prayers in the name of Jesus. If you have a prayer for your nation, for your territory, for your area, in the name of Jesus, please jump in there and tell us who you are, not the area you're praying for, and go forth, go forth. Amen. Who's next? Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Pray, Ambassador Dr. Deborah Johnson in Texas. Oh, God, we're going to lift up the countries of Haiti, Guatemala, and Grenada on this morning. And, Lord, we'll start off with the country of Haiti. And, God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, as we collectively come together, holding up the countries of people that are in so despair and need. Oh, God, we ask that you would help them. We cry out for them, God, on their behalf, that you would bring help unto them. Help them, Lord, help them, help them, help them. Help them so you know the need that they have. Oh, God, great is the need. Lord, great is the need. They need food, oh, God. They need shelter. They need clothing. God, provide for them in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, shower down your love upon them, God, by providing for them. You're able to do it, God, as you sent manna from heaven, the children of Israel. You can do it for these people in Haiti.
Yes, God,
Lord,
yes,
provide
yes,
for them. Their children are hungry.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
God, do it in the name of Jesus. Rebuking bind the enemy that comes to shut down things that they're in need of. Bind the demon that come against these people. Oh, God, that hateful, evil spirit that's there. We curse it in the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
We curse it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
And we plead your blood over there. We plead the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus. The blood
Lord,
of Jesus.
Let your blood cover in the name of Jesus. Even this enemy that has kidnapped these missionaries and children. Oh, God, we bind this devil. Don't let them hurt
in the name of Jesus.
That
thank
have
you,
offered their help. Don't let them hurt them, God. Let them be
don't
released
them.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
release
of Jesus.
These missionaries and children.
Oh,
release,
God.
God. You can
thank
do
you.
It. You can.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Know that you're
yes,
a miracle-working God.
Yes,
all
Lord.
The miracles that you showed us in the Word
in
of
Jesus.
God. You can do it for them. Work a miracle,
yes,
God.
Work
a miracle.
Miracle.
Oh, God,
work
we
miracle.
Come against this evil spirit. We come
yes,
against it. Yeah, as prayer warriors, that's what we do. We come
Jesus.
Against this evil
Jesus,
spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Release them, God, and bless them in a special way, Lord. Oh, God, whatever this is that comes to bring mass murder, we curse it in the name of Jesus. Lord, let them be released. And let them be provided some food and shelter in your name. And remember Guatemala and Grenada. Bless them, God, in Jesus' name. Provide for them. Open doors and make ways, God.
Touch
the minds of the leadership, God. Touch them and give them compassion. Lord, we ask that you would save all over the land.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Amen. And amen.
Oh, my God. Thank you. So needed. So necessary. Thank you for that prayer, Dr. Johnson. And for all of you who are getting your prayer ready, come on. Bring it forth. Announce who you are, what area you're praying for. And we'll join you.
Good morning, Prayer Ambassador, Dr. Jeanette Murphy. And I will take on United Kingdom, which includes England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Those are the countries that it covers.
All right.
I've already praying for England. I'll just take United Kingdom. And I'm also praying for Southeast Asia.
Oh,
amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're coming to you humble as we know how on this morning, God. And thanking you most of all. For our laying down on last night, our waking up this morning, oh God, with the activities of our limbs, blessing us to come together one more time, God. You said where there's one or two, three gathered together, and you'd be in the midst, God. We thank you for being with one, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you're doing, oh God. God, we're lifting up Southeast Asia to you, God, the 11 countries that's represented there, God. We ask you to bless that leadership to open the eyes to see you, God. We ask you to help them to make wise decisions that's not detrimental to the people. Father God, we ask you to continue to protect those that need protection, God. Continue to watch over them, God. We know that you are Jehovah Jireh, the provider, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for your provision for the people. God, we bind the enemy that comes against your people, oh God.
Those
that are trying to steal and kill those people, God, we ask you to bind it in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, what we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Brother God, we lead in peace and love in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you how you continue to watch over this people, oh God, how you continue to provide for them. God, we ask healing in the name of Jesus according to your will. For each and every individual, oh God, your people are crying out to you, and we know that you hear their cry, God, and we thank you for answering their prayers, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Like
thank
you answer our prayers. Father God, we ask you to look on the United Kingdom, oh God. Look on England, oh God. Look on Wales. Look on the Northern Ireland, oh God. Look on these countries, oh God. These are all your people, and they, oh God, those that represent you, that is not giving themselves over to the devil and his package. So, God, we ask you to just bless them. Help them, oh, God, to be a help to you in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to look on the Queen of England, oh, God, as she's been ill, God. But we know that you're a healer. Then, you know, we're praying your will be done in her life today, oh, God. And she's laying on that hospital bed. We ask you to touch, heal, and deliver. Father God, we thank you for her leadership that she's been in so far, God. We ask you to bless that United Kingdom, oh, God. Bless England. Let them and the province come together as one in unity. And, God, we thank you for all that you're doing for these countries. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Someone else jump in there and give us your name. Pray for your country.
Ambassador, Dr. Yvonne Coleman, praying for Greece and South Africa. Lord, we come unto you today as humble as we know how. Lord, we ask you in your mighty name to forgive us all of our sins, Father God. Guide us in your direction, Father God. Father God, I ask you to look on Greece and South Africa on today, Father God. Lord, we start out by asking you to forgive them all of their sins, Father God. Let them look to who their helps come from, Father God. Let them know it comes from you, Father God. All they got to do is fall down on their knees and pray unto you, Father God. And Father God, I know you will grant their wishes and things that they need, Father God. Father
yes,
God,
Lord.
They need peace over there, Father God. Peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch them, Father God. Touch them and deliver them, Father God. Father God, I ask you to give them medicine and things that they need, Father God. We ask you to give South Africa clean water, Father God. Father God, we ask you to give them medicine and strengthen their bodies, Father God. Father God, give them good leadership and good people that love them and want to do for them, Father God. We ask you to look over their own griefs, Father God. Bless those people, Father God. Father God, I ask you to bless them one by one, individually, Father God.
Yes,
God, I also ask you in your mighty name to give them the desires of their heart, Father God. Touch them and deliver them unto your glory, Father God. Father God, we ask you many blessings in your Son, Jesus' name. We love you and we thank you and we give you honor and praise on this day, Father. Thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Beautiful. God bless you. And we have someone else jump in there and pray for your country. We can't quite hear you. Come on. Someone else. Someone else. Plane. Come on. Move on. In the name of Jesus.
The Gilbert Speech of Chicago, Lord, Transfer, Man, Thomas, India. Lord, Jesus, bless you. Look down on these cups. First of all, Lord, thank you for seeing up in my back table. You, Lord, Jesus. Lord, Jesus, for them praying for them countries, Lord Jesus, because they need you now, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we know you can make a way out of nowhere. You don't have to be the place to do this. Lord Jesus, to give some love, joy, peace, and happiness in these countries, Lord Jesus, all over the world, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for them countries, Bahamas, India, and Iran, Lord Jesus. Ask you to make a way out of no way for them, Lord Jesus. First of all, Lord Jesus, ask you to touch their countrymen, their presidents, their kings, whatever they are over there, Lord Jesus. But we know with you, Lord Jesus, all things are possible. We know you the one that breathes love, joy, peace, and happiness and situations, Lord Jesus. So we are coming to you, Lord Jesus, to ask you to let their country do the right thing for them, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, make a way with protection, Lord Jesus. Food, Lord Jesus. A roof over their heads, Lord Jesus, because we know with you all things are possible, Lord Jesus. And we pray for these countries, Lord Jesus, that's having trouble, Lord Jesus, which the world is having trouble. But we come to you, I'm coming to you, especially for these countries, Lord Jesus. Make a way out of no way for them, Lord Jesus. Let them know they need to be saved. They need you in their life, Lord Jesus, where you need to make it better and better and better than you can just taste and see how good you is, even their countrymen, Lord Jesus. So if they have the Lord in them, they're going to do right, Lord Jesus. So we just ask you, Lord Jesus, let your will be done in their lives, Lord Jesus. Protect the children, Lord, their mothers and their fathers, and, oh, Lord Jesus, from the evilness that's going on in these different countries. They can't get food and, oh, decent water, Lord Jesus. But we know you're able to make a way out of no way, Lord Jesus. And we come to you asking you, Lord Jesus, to help, 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 help. Because, Lord, we give you all the honor, the praise, the glory, Lord Jesus. And we just ask to show your hand, show them that you're still in control, still on the throne. Amen and amen.
Amen. Someone else. Can you mute your line? Amen. Can you mute your line? Can you mute your line? Amen. All right. Anyone else want to pray for your area, your territory? We appreciate it.
Dr. Angelo, praying for Jamaica and Peru.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord, thanking you for all that you do, Lord. Father God, we asking you to touch Jamaica and Peru, Lord. Touch each and every individual, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we asking that you give them the things that they need, Lord. Help them, Lord. Take care of them, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch each and every individual there in Jamaica and Peru, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, they need you in the name of Jesus. Touch them, Lord. Touch them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank God. Amen.
Beautiful. Thank you. I heard someone else. jump in there.
Yeah, Father, not only do we come praying for Venezuela, but we come praying for Belgium, and we come praying for Angola, and we come praying even for Jerusalem. Father, we pray for all of these countries, God, wherever there's people located in the entire world, we just lift up each and every individual on this morning. We rebuke and bind premature death in their lives, that they shall live and not die, and continue to express their love towards God for the things that he is doing, the things that he's already done, and the things that he's getting ready to do. Father, we know you sit high and you look slow. We know that you are everywhere at the same time. We know that nothing catches you by surprise. Father, there's a lot of things that you allow to happen so that you can bring food, good things and great things and more things, and open up doors that no man can close, and close doors that no man can open, because you are in charge. You are in control. Everything and everybody has to come through you. And Father, we thank you, God, that you are able to speak and man live, and you speak again and man die. So, Father, you know what all of these countries are in need of before we even ask. And God, thank you for the privilege to stand in the gap on behalf of our international family, sisters and brothers who may be facing detrimental times and difficult times. But God, we know that you, amen, steps in right on time. And God, when you show up, things change. You never leave everything the same way you found it. And so, Father, you know what's taking place over there. We can't see it, we can imagine it, God. We read it in the books. We see it on TV. We read stories about it. We have testimonies about what's going on in these countries. We see it on the news. And so, Father, we know that all these things that we're praying for is in existence. But, Father, most of all, we know that you exist. And so, because you exist, these things are taking place. Amen. You're moving. You're delivering, you're setting free, you're encouraging, you're enlightening, you're embracing, you're empowering, because you are in control, God. They may look like they're losing, God, but you never allow your people, amen, to lose, God. They're forever winning. And so, God, meet the needs. Open up avenues and give them ideas. And, amen, rebuke and bind the oppressor, God, that these people may go forward in power, demonstration, doing what you have called them to do. And God, we just thank you for deliverance. We thank you for setting them free in every ever of their lives, whatever they need of food, clothes, shelter. You got it. You got it, God. It belongs to you, God. And if you ain't got it, we know that you called it to come into existence because of your existence, God. Thank you for loving your people. Thank you for caring for your people. Thank you for taking care of your people. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God, that we can stand in the gap on their behalf. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Hey, thank you. That was Dr. Chris. All right. Someone else, tell us who you are and what countries you're praying for. And thank you for including on that prayer of Guatemala too, Dr. Chris. Thank you. All right, anyone else? Or jump in there. Come on, saints. Amen. Jump in there.
Yes, Chief, this is Dr. Collins from Kansas mm-hmm. City, Kansas, lifting up the nation of Israel. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, coming to you as humbly as I know how, Lord, lifting up the nation of Israel, your chosen people, your chosen vessels. Lord, asking that you will bless them, Lord, help them spiritually, Lord, first, oh God, touch their minds, oh God, help their spiritual man, oh God. Lifting them up, oh God. They need you, Lord. They need you now mm-hmm. as never before, Lord. Help them to have fellowship one with another, God. Help them to not be divided, to stand united, that they can go forth and move forward in you, Lord, in the mm-hmm. name of Jesus, Lord. Help their economy, Lord. Help them to have what they need, oh God, to provide for the Israel, God, over there, Lord. Not be separated, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And help them eternally, Lord. Help their eternal man that they'll be ready to meet you when they go to heaven. Help them, oh God, to live right, to do what's right, to help them to to help each other, oh God, to treat their neighbors right and help them to love one another as you have loved them. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Just thank you, Lord, for what you have done and what you are doing, Lord, and what you're going to do over there in the nation of Israel, Lord. Thanking you in advance, oh God. Standing still and just waiting on you, Lord, and trusting in you, believing in your word that you will do all things, because there's nothing too hard for you, nothing is impossible for you, Lord. Bless those that are sick, afflicted, and bereaved, Lord. Lifting them up in the name of Jesus to comfort them and strengthen them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, just thank you for everything. Thank you for all things. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, God. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Lord, Dr. Cummings is the king of the country. Lord, I lift her sister up. Her sister was lost two siblings, two children, in 2 months' time. Lost two daughters. Oh, my God. In 2 months' time. And God, she is devastated. She needs your help, Brianna. Brianna, in the name of Jesus, touch her, help her, see her through this dark time, and help her through this test. In Jesus' name, we pray. Give her somehow soothing of her heart. Give her peace in the midst of the storm. Wondering, I'm sure, Lord, if you're angry with her. No, I pray that you send love and somehow lift the heavy burden and lighten that heavy load. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. This is very unusual. Lose two children in 2 months' time. God, help that woman. In Jesus' name we pray. And then look on Apostle William A. Adams, lost her oldest sister. God, who's been there for all these years. Her next door neighbor. Living right beside her. Please help her cue that heavy burden, lighten that heavy load. In Jesus' name, give peace to the family. Joy to both these families. Love to both the families. And peace to both families. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you for what you're going to do and doing and will do. In Jesus' name. Thank God. And amen. Somebody else jumping in, pray for your nation. Tell us what nation you're praying for and your name.
Good morning. This is Grand Ambassador Dr. Teresa Stills from Prairie, New Jersey. Father God, I come to you this morning saying thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for watching over us as we laid our tire where we had down last night. And allowed the hearse to ride right on past our homes, Father God, and we were able to rise early this morning to the breaking of a new day. Father God, we just want to say thank you for allowing us to be clothed in our right minds, the activities of our limbs, the blood running warm in our veins, Father God. We want to just thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm lifting up the countries of North Korea, South Korea, Spain, and Puerto Rico, Father God. You know what each of those people over there standing in need of, Father God. They need you now more than ever. Their leaders are doing activities that are not of your doing, Father God. As if you will humble their heart, help them to understand that they need to reach out or look up to you, Father God, for where their help may come from, Father God. They need clothes. They need shelter. They need food. They need water, Father God. You are a supplier of all our needs, Father God. That you just continue to have mercy, mercy, mercy. And that you will heal their bodies, wherever they may be aching, Father God, whether it be a physical ache or a mental ache, Father God. You can step in and be right on time and be right there for them. Lord, be the friend to the friendless, Lord. There's so many people who are out here that hate on each other, Father God. And I know that is not of your doing. You want us to love each and every one of our brothers and sisters in you. Father God, you continue to have mercy, mercy, mercy. Lord, we believe that you have already done what you said that you're going to do. And we're thanking you in advance for doing it, Father God. We know that your blood covers everywhere, not just the countries I named, but all over the world, Father God. Wherever there's breath breathing, you're covering them in your blood. And we want to say thank you. We want to thank you for John 3:16, for you love the loved the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in you shall not perish but have everlasting life. Lord, we believe in you, Lord. I pray that they believe in you and know that they will have everlasting life as long as they continue to reach out to you for help. I ask this in your precious and marvelous name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless all of you.
Amen. Praise God. It's Prayer Ambassador Hagan. I'd like to pray for Japan, and I understand Dr. Gildersleeve is praying for India, and I have been also assigned to pray for India. Father, we just come right now. I just want to thank you because you're such an excellent father. We thank you. You're such an excellent friend. We thank you. Oh, Father God, you have such a track record of keeping your word. Hallelujah. And we know, hallelujah, with this excellent track record of keeping your word and doing it, you're not about to stop. You're not about to stop. You're going to keep right on doing it, and we thank you. We lift up Japan.
Yes.
Thank you for what you're doing in Japan. You're doing so much good behind the scene that it doesn't even come on the mainstream media. Hallelujah. But we thank you, Father, because you are doing incredible work in Japan, and we want to thank you for it and continue your work there. Continue to be their shield and buckler. Continue, oh, God, to shield your little ones. Hallelujah. We pray salvation to that nation and to the nation of India. Oh, God, you're doing an incredible work. Continue your work, and we will forever give you praise. And, Lord, and that's why we lift up these nations to you, and we trust you to do what only you can do. Also pray, Lord, for my little granddaughter that I just got word, Lord, how her back is in severe pain. We thank you for healing her, how she fell off of a high rise at school. Hallelujah, and fell on her head, and it felt like her back snapped in excruciating pain. Father, we ask you to handle that because we know the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. And we trust you now to give her this miracle as we pray for the nations in Jesus' name and as we embark upon this fast in Jesus' name. We thank you, and we call it done. Amen, amen. God bless you.
And Father, we pray for that little granddaughter. Let me call it. Which one is it?
This is Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace.
Oh, God, I see the enemy is so against that little girl because she is so special. God, I bind that devil. And I ask that you send your Shekinah glory of your healing to her in Jesus' name. Send the miracle working power of the blood of Jesus. Wherever she landed on her head or wherever, let the blood of Jesus cover that spot and all throughout her little body in the name of Jesus. We bind the enemy. We bind him. We come against every enemy that comes to attack your little children like that. Oh, God, raise her up. And let the enemy be thwarted completely, I pray. You're the God of plenipotentiary. You have a plenty for everybody. You can work in every child here in this world. And then, God, I thank you because you're so apocalyptic. You know everything. And, God, you have all power. You're so high, we can't even go over you. You're so low, we can't go under you. So wide, we can't go around you. We just must come in at the door and face you, Lord. We are praying to you because you are the God that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. You are the God who's able to touch the Amazing Grace. God, wherever she is, thank you, because you know, and would you let her, the healing virtue, Lord, the children's bread, God, healing is the children's bread. This is a little child, and she needs your healing. Thank you for every, all the things that you place within her body to heal her already. Thank you. Thank you for it. Thank you for all the enzymes that are present there. Let those enzymes move to the area that has been bruised at all. And let the enzymes work in that area to cause healing virtue. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. I plead over this little girl. The blood. The blood of Jesus. Over every injured spot. The blood of Jesus. Father, will be healed completely. And God, let no internal injuries plague her at all, God, but send the healing virtue of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless all of you on the line today.
Thank you for praying.
Now, God bless you. I believe that. Let's do three things before we close. God has given us three tremendous weapons. Amen. We're going to hear where we're reading the Bible at, and then I want us to plead the blood of Jesus. I want us to thank him for what he's going to, for what he's doing now. And then I want to just tell the Lord that we believe him. Yeah. I want us to do that in the name of Jesus. Give us our scripture first before we do this. Thank you, Dr. Cullen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're in the book of Luke, and we're reading chapters 10 and 11 on today. Is your reading assignment.
All right. Luke, L-U-K-E. Luke.
Yes, sir. Luke.
Okay. I don't want anybody to get confused and be over in the Old Testament looking for the book of Luke and try and spell it in a different way. But we're going to be reading that. All right. And then we're having an all-night shut-in this week, concluding our, let me just say, we're fasting today to 3 o'clock, tomorrow to 3, and then Wednesday to 3, we're going to have soup. Prepare your own soup. And come on the line around 2:30, and we'll eat soup together at 3 o'clock. And after we break bread together at 3, then we'll come back on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. Tell us about it, Dr. Frierson. Are you there? Tell us about it. On Wednesday night at 3.
Yes, the all-night shut-in is this coming Wednesday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Everyone is invited. And if you would like to minister, you can call me at 616-531-4940. 616-531-4940. And
Amen.
Some of you I have tried to contact, haven't been able to reach you. So if you agree to minister, will you please contact me on today? And if you agree not to minister and you haven't relayed that to me, please contact me so that I'll know. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll help us one to another now. It's a lot of energy and takes a lot of time to try to reach some of y'all. Some of y'all have made it almost impossible to try to reach you. And so if you know that this is the time of the all-night study-in and you normally have a time and you haven't relayed to Dr. Benita Frisch and whether or not you would be present or not, we're trying to coordinate this. Don't make it so difficult on us. Take time to reach out to her and let her know what you're going to do. It's not good to keep people in suspense like this. Amen. Let her have some peace and rest because she's fulfilling the job that she's been assigned to do. Amen. Make it easy. God bless you. I encourage all of us to be a part of the all-night shut-in. I've said it, Lord, I've said it to these people so many times. Please don't hold me accountable. Let that blood be released on their hands. I'm praying, asking you, let the blood be released on their hands. All the things that they haven't done and failed to do, Lord, let it be released on their hands. I'm asking over and over and over again. Please don't hold it to my account, I pray. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank God. Amen. Now, she has a phone number. If you're going to call her, get, oh, God, help me. Help me, Jesus. Get a pen and write it down. Here's the number you call. Go ahead, Dr. Fry, so I could give it, but go ahead.
616-531-4940. 616-531-4940. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. You hear her?
You can call me anytime today. I'll be in class, but I'll be looking for your call.
Amen. She's trying to better herself. And you see what I'm saying, helping one another. Even her voice, you've been telling her voice when she's been working a little too hard or whatever. But help her. 616-531-4940. When you make things happen for other people, God will make things happen for you. You may be trying to do something in your area. Make it happen for Dr. Fry so when her job is even easier. Amen. And God will make things happen for you in your area, what you're trying to do, in the name of Jesus. But you do, we put your soul. Amen. Come on, in Jesus' name. Now, God, we thank you. Everybody open your lives up and help me thank him for just a few minutes. Then we're going to the blood of Jesus, and then we're going to go into wisdom of you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now bless us as we do this 3-day fast today, tomorrow, and Wednesday when we break bread together at 3 o'clock from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock every day. And then how we approach you all night shut-in on Wednesday in Jesus' name. Thank you for it. Bless these precious people in their fast and strengthen their bodies, strengthen their spirituality. Let them consecrate themselves as they fast also in Jesus' name. Perform miracles for them. Do things that have never been done before. You are the miracle worker, and you're the one who can do things like that. I'm asking you to do in Jesus' name. Help. Help in Jesus' name. Somebody who has a financial need, God, remedy all this through this wonderful past. And let them be blessed bountifully. Make these people debt free. And then not only that, oh, I heard you, Lord, and I can tell them this now. Thank you in advance for creating a millionaire's club. Yeah, a millionaire's club. Amen, that you're going to create here on First Fruits and even at Amazing Grace. Apart for lack of terminology, please forgive me, Lord, for a millionaire's, a group of millionaires, a millionaire's club in the name of Jesus. The largest in the world. And I want to thank you for it in the name of Jesus, that you get ready to do this, that you will have here the first fruits, this group of people who are all millionaires in Jesus' name. Thank you for giving it to me years and years ago when I first came to Kansas City. We had a millionaire's dinner, so successful, and several millionaires came. And God, now you're doing the same thing for first fruits. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Where we're going to have a millionaires group of people who are coming together, all millionaires in the name of Jesus. I wish somebody who believes this would say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Thank you. Amen. For lack of better terminology, when we call them together, call the Millionaires Club, they'll come together, Lord, and be a part of what we're going to have in Jesus' name. And Lord, thank you. We believe you for all your favors and for your blessings. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank God for this prayer and every prayer that they have prayed today. In Jesus' name. Now, I see it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I see it. Thank you. I know people were trying to copy what we're doing. But we thank you for originating the Millionaires Club right here on First Fruits. Amen. You originated it right here. And nobody can take the credit for it but you, Lord, because you gave it to us. Thank you for it. This group of millionaires that are coming together to meet the needs of those who are coming on this prayer line, as well as what you're going to do to change the world, to change the world. And thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless all of you.
Pastor Amen. Johnson?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, good morning, sir. 913, Dr. Sheila Brown, can I please make a couple announcements, sir? I was trying to get in, and I know you said don't do, I was trying, but you started talking, sir.
All right. You have to have him come off of mute when you hear the announcement going forth. And
yes.
You ready to jump in, not trying to come off of mute, then you come off of mute when you hear them going forth. And when you're already off of mute, you can't start coming off when you get ready to talk. Amen. Go ahead this time.
God bless you, Chief Ambassador. I showed you yesterday at church. I had a 7 o'clock appointment and just arrived, and I'm God bless you. Good morning, man. Good morning, 913. Dr. Sheila Brown, praise the Lord. I just want to, Mother Rush, God bless you. First Lady, God bless you. Praise the Lord.
But don't give all the information. Go ahead with your announcement.
Now, praise the Lord. That, this month, Pastor's Appreciation Month. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again, and everyone for coming. First fruit.
Somebody's trying to block your announcement. Don't let them block your announcement. Go ahead and speak a little louder. Go ahead and speak a little louder.
At 7 o'clock p.m. Praise the Lord. We'll be joining you all. We pray that you all join us again with your youth. Praise the Lord. And we'll be in the book of Deuteronomy. Praise God. And the verse is 6:5. Praise God. And it's God giving Moses the second law. God bless you, sir. Back in your hands. And forgive me for the. God bless you.
God bless you. No, forgive me because we should have called on you to make the announcement for the youth in the first place. So I take that blame. God bless you. Is there anybody else? Dr. Teresa Steeles, if you're there, go ahead.
Yes, I would like to invite anyone who doesn't have a church home to call into the prayer line to fellowship with Amazing Grace International. We're our very own chief ambassador, the presiding pastor. There are three ways you can do so. Every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Bible study. Every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for church service. And if you're in the Kansas City area, you can go and fellowship with them in person. They will welcome you with open arms. They will pray with you and over you. I promise you, you'll have an amazing time with Amazing Grace. Back into your hands, Chief.
All right. I want to announce that all of you who have been sent books in advance to work your area, now we need the money. And then we need the money because we're trying to do things to renovate our temple and to renovate our headquarters for First Fruits. So we need the money. If you will send the money, and then if you've sold, you know, those who have been assigned, amen, the book, God's Cure to the Coronavirus. We need that money now. And you've had plenty of time to do that. And we want you to go ahead and send that to us, amen. And we might be able to accomplish many things that God has of us in the name of Jesus. All right. Thank you so much for your indulgence, all of you. In the name of Jesus, we pray and thank God for all that he's done for us, how he's blessed us today, and for all these prayers that have gone forth. I believe every one of them, and God has heard them, and he's going to bless us. Now, don't forget, we're on the three-day fast today, tomorrow, and on Wednesday from 12 midnight. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, don't eat or drink during that time. If you would, be strong enough to make it through that in the name of Jesus. And then on Wednesday, we'll have prepare your own soup and come on the prayer line at 2:30 would be the time. 2:30, come on for prayer, and we'll eat about 3 o'clock. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. And make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you in Jesus' name. Repeat after me as we close today. Well, let me close it like this. Father, bless you people in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless us going out and then coming in the name of Jesus. Bless their homes. Bless their families. Oh, God, I pray that you not only bless their families, bless them when they walk. Bless them when they talk. Bless everything that they touch. Bless them to become debt free. Take all of that debt off of them. In the name of Jesus, make them debt free. And then, God, give them great, great, great credit. Give them the wisdom to know not to get back in debt again. In Jesus' name, as you make them debt free. Give them the desires of their hearts. Bless them. as they go through this 3-day fast with you in the name of Jesus. Bless them with their heart's desires, everything they ask you for. Let it come to pass in Jesus' name. Thank you because you're so august. August, in the name of Jesus, you are so worthy of all praise. And we just give you all the glory. Thank you for everything you're doing. Now look on this nation. We need your help. Satan, the evil one, has come to bring evil things against the nation because he hates America, because it's the only Christian nation standing up for Jehovah God. And America is blocking the devil from accomplishing leadership of this whole world. But God, instead of letting him block America, let America be the agent that you use to block him, not only now, but forevermore. Flip that thing around overnight. Flip it overnight. And Lord, now, as you show me to make 195,000 millionaires, God, how can that be so unless you flip the switch? Because the devil has tried his best. Down 195,000 churches and 195,000 ministries. Now, God, flip it overnight. Flip the switch. You can do it. I know you can. Flip it overnight and give this miracle like never before. And I thank you for it in advance. And God, we'll bring you more praise and more adoration like never before. You are doing things that have never been done before in the history of the world. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless all of you. Have a wonderful day. Amen. And remember, you're fasting from 12 midnight last night to 3 o'clock this afternoon. God bless you in Jesus' name. And you can eat after that. Amen. After 3 o'clock. Bless the Lord and praise the Lord for his goodness and kindness. Thank God. Amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. And God be praised. Make your request known unto the Lord. Amen. And thank you for those who are praying for me and praying for Lady Betty. Plead the blood of Jesus over us. Thank you. But I'm really asking you to make your request for your ministry, for your life, for your family, for your home. Amen. During this 3 days and 3 nights. Praise the Lord for you. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. You are dismissed. Have a wonderful day. Amen.
The organizer has ended this meeting. Goodbye.